I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB News. Weather forecasters say temperatures will drop into the 20s and low 30s across Georgia tonight. A freeze warning will be in effect after midnight until tomorrow morning in South and Coastal Georgia, including Savannah, Statesboro, Waycross, Valdosta, and Bainbridge. The below freezing temperatures could kill sensitive crops and other plants. The cold could also damage unprotected outdoor plumbing. In Southwest Georgia, forecasters are urging people to check on those in temporary housing, especially without adequate heating following Hurricane Michael. President Donald Trump has tweeted an endorsement in the runoff for Georgia's top elections official. Trump posted a pair of tweets Monday praising Republican State Representative Brad Raffensperger, who faces former Democratic Congressman John Barrow in the December 4th runoff for Secretary of State. Trump said Raffensperger is a candidate who, quote, is tough on crime and borders and will be great for jobs. While the Secretary of State oversees elections and professional licensing, the office has no law enforcement function. Raffensperger finished the November 6th election with 49% of the vote, leading Barrow by just over 16,000 votes. Georgia's 2018 pecan harvest is expected to yield around 50 million pounds of nuts, around half as much as last year, because of the extreme weather. Growers in the eastern part of the state say a dry September stressed tree roots, leading to fewer filled pecan kernels. The drought also made them susceptible to fungus. That was followed by a wet harvest season, which caused some nuts to rot. In southwest Georgia, many growers are still recovering from Hurricane Michael. Downed trees and debris made it impossible for some to run harvesters to pick up nuts that the storm knocked to the ground. The University of Georgia Extension Service estimates $100 million in direct losses to this year's pecan crop, and twice that amount in direct losses to future income. Well, a class action lawsuit is moving forward against Fulton County by people who say they were improperly held in jail instead of being released. According to the AJC, the suit stems from a 2014 incident when the Georgia Crime Information Center system experienced an outage. The attorneys behind the suit say the case covers more than 300 people who were wrongly held for at least 24 hours while the system was offline. One man says his life was in danger since he was unable to take his cancer medication or attend a chemotherapy session while he was being jailed. A spokesperson for the Fulton County attorney declined to comment on the pending litigation. And a trial date is now set for a man accused in the murder of a Georgia high school teacher, last seen 13 years ago. Yesterday, Irwin County Judge Bill Reinhart set an April 1st trial date for 33-year-old Ryan Alexander Duke. He's charged with murder in the slaying of Tara Grinstead, who vanished from her home in Osceola in 2005. Prosecutors have agreed with the defense request to move the trial out of the town because of publicity, but the judge hasn't ruled on that issue. Duke was indicted last year and is fighting murder charges. Another man, Bo Dukes, is charged with helping dispose of the body. And in sports, the University of Georgia Bulldogs and the Alabama Crimson Tide meet for the SEC Championship game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium Saturday afternoon at 4. The game is already sold out, and SEC officials are warning fans to watch out for counterfeit tickets. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.